Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to Love Island.
Yeah. All right, we're here to answer a couple questions out the gate. Yes, we're going to play the game. Okay, we're going to play the game.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry. We're going to play the game. This is kind of interesting because now we're in the meta of a podcast, a video podcast.
What do you mean?
Where now we have to kind of talk to the camera and podcast at the same time.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, we're breaking boundaries here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really glad we took steroids for this, though.
Well, that's the thing is that people have been wondering, where you been? Like, why'd you stop Love Island? Why'd you stop? It's such a great series.
Because we're in the
fucking gym, dude.
What do you think? Fucking boot
you
for
think
the
this
new
body
season.
Happens overnight?
No.
You think this body happens overnight?
No.
Look at that.
Muscles so real you could spank them.
Oh, man, it feels so fucking good to be jacked.
Yeah. This is the body I've wanted since forever, and to finally have it is just...
It feels good, right?
Isn't it? Like, every morning I wake up and I look at this, I cry a little bit.
Because of, like, have happiness?
Yeah, it's just tears of accomplishment and joy. I just can't believe how fucking yoked I am.
I cry because the trend is fucking with my like emotions.
It's making you really angry and horny and
crazy
sad.
Mood swings. It's weird. Like, I'll go from being super pumped. I want to fuck! The craziest part about this is the abs, dude. Like,
oh, having
look at how
abs
sick
is
my
dope.
Abs are.
Yeah. Like, glistening.
You just. Oh. You like, can ski on these moguls.
You definitely could. I mean, more than that, I think...
Oh, sorry. Body roll. Body roll.
I know some of you are watching this and you want to rip some of these abs out and make a little hamburger out of some meat.
Yeah. What? Oh, sorry. Do I have bigger titties than you?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Sorry.
So it's rough when your tits are bigger than hers, yeah?
Yeah, mate.
No, this, I know... When some people watch this, they're going to get taken to a different place, which is, I'm pretty sure this is how it feels to look at those 7-Eleven hot dogs at like 3 a.m.
Right.
And you're like pretty fucking high, and then there's the last two just spinning in the cage. You're like, damn. They're just flexing at you.
Oh, man, the amount of times that I've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
In that same, like, God, I know this is going to be food poisoning, but...
Just putting two fingers on the glass. I want you.
I want it. Just glistening.
I want you.
Glistening in that like, lizard light.
Yeah.
God.
I need you.
Glizzy.
Come and get me, then. You want it? She gains right here, bro.
Are you saying that's what we are?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're the last two hot dogs in the 7-Eleven.
Oh, tricep. Oops. Oops.
You just can't help it.
Sorry. I just revealed a little.
This little pop out?
Yeah.
A little slip?
A little. Oh, sorry about that.
A little trip slip?
What's that right there? Oh, is that? That's between a rock and a hard place right there. That's what that is. You ever watch Free Solo?
The rock climbing shit?
Yeah. Where he climbs.
Yeah.
Yosemite, like.
Yeah, with no.
Dude, I just watched that.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Anyways. That's for the other show.
Yeah.
That's for the other. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's get to business then.
Yeah. Speaking of being absolutely fucking
slammed.
Yo.
What's a British word for being joked? For being joked?
For being joked?
That's jokes. For being yoked.
What
absolutely slotted.
Yeah. They always have some crazy ass. So absolutely slotted.
Absolutely just jammed.
They always have like weird
cuz fit
phrases
is a,
for things. Fit is like
that's like
attractive.
That's like
he's fit.
Yeah. So yeah. What is it? Can somebody look that up?
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Slang for being yoked.
For being yoked.
As a Briton
for having bodies like us.
If you look like us in the UK, what would people say? Oh, that man is absolutely slotted, bruv.
Look like us. Can I say it's really nice to be here at the villa shooting this show.
It's crazy that they finally brought us here.
Finally, ITV fucking acknowledges us, flies us out to Mallorca to shoot it in the villa, and it just feels great.
Yeah. Not many people get this privilege.
Yeah.
But we did. I mean, the problem was that they like carry us in through a crane because we went to the door and it's like it's not wide it's enough.
We're not fitting.
It's just too big, bro.
It's just, oh, sorry, it's my rear douts. It's my front douts. It's too big for the doorway.
All right,
it's Love. Michael Caine.
So this is Love Island season 7?
Season 7, baby. It's finally back on.
I queued up season 6 and I started playing it and I said, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Did they call back the cast?
Oh, I've seen this.
I've seen this, mate.
What the bullocks is this? what'd you think? So we, you know what? First of all, let me just say this. It was pretty hard getting the episode just on my TV.
Well,
you think for the amount of fucking U.S. viewers that watch this damn show, there'd be an easier way to watch it along with the people in the U.K.
Yeah. Well, it's because I think they want people to watch Love Island U.S., but yes. if you're like an original consumer of Love Island, you want the original.
And you know it's just not the same. Like, the U.S. version is dece. It's dece, but it's just not the same.
Are we allowed to say that?
What?
Are we allowed to say that?
We're allowed to say fucking anything.
Yeah, so yeah.
Own show.
Yeah. Why do I care? I feel like...
ITV did fly us here.
This is true.
We own the show still. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
This is true. Yeah, no. Love Island US is... It's just cool. It's just all right.
Yeah.
But UK is...
Mwah. Are we going to watch the US version? That's something I was wondering. Because it starts in 2 weeks. So if we watch both of them, we could do this about both of them. Nar.
That's Australian.
Australian version, though. Yeah.
Nar. Nah, it's just a lot to keep up with.
Yeah.
So out the gate, we were already talking. We noticed a couple things.
Hold on. I'm going to hit my tan a little bit.
Oh, you're just going to...
I'm going to get
bronze. Probably good.
I got burnt. I don't know if anyone can tell, but I'm peeling a little bit.
I think you need to work on your legs.
Because I got really burnt. I do need to work on my legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pale.
I don't know why you tan in pants.
I know.
You're always tanning in pants. It's crazy.
Because I'm really self-conscious.
Well, we're already talking about it. Like, out the gate, you can't help but notice the water bottles are different.
Yeah.
Why? Maybe they got, like, a water bottle sponsor or some shit.
Well, first, let's say this. So, for all the people in America that want to watch this show, let's tell them the steps that we took to watch it. Because that's important. People need to be able to watch this along with us.
Yeah.
So... You got to fucking use a VPN.
Yeah. You've got to use a VPN, mate.
Yeah, and which actually brings us to our first sponsor. No, I'm kidding. Use whatever VPN you want. Or you can use the ITV website, but the fucking resolution is super low, isn't it? Or was that just the VPN?
It's just the VPN you're using.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So some VPNs are a little bit faster.
Gotcha.
So I did some, you know, sussing around.
Okay.
And I figured out one that was mint.
And then you got to watch that Just Eat commercial like 50 fucking times.
Yep.
Dude, with them. Yep. That was last season too.
Yep.
The amount of times I saw that same commercial.
And
you think like online shows, like they would have figured out advertising by now. Like cable advertising is way better. Online, you get the same 5 fucking mid-roll ads every single time. It's like, how is that effective? You're just losing money.
I mean, I always felt like the ad system was just broken. Like it was just like some mistake. I'm like, this can't be right.
Yeah.
Because telling me to eat Uber Eats 20 times in a row, one time it might have worked. But after 20, my brain is finally going, nah, fuck you. It's just, you know, it's too little or too much.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to like.
So I ended up streaming it.
Illegally.
Because it's the only way I can get it with nice resolution on my TV. I want to see the glistening bodies.
Yeah.
I don't want to see pixels.
Yeah, agree. Pixels.
I don't want to say pixels.
You want to see the real thing?
Yeah, I want a high resolution. So I streamed it, and we got it up. And, I mean, overall, first episode, I don't know. I mean, it was. You know what I found about this episode? The people seem to really, like, not dig each other.
Yeah.
Did you get that vibe over the last one?
Yeah. So, I felt. See, this is the problem. Once you start watching the show, you just, like, your accent and how you say things, it starts to get messed up. I felt like.
What are you going to go, Scottish, Irish?
I don't even know.
Because we got everyone.
Yeah. Oh, everything.
Season. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, for fuck's sake. First off, everyone. Everyone was just like normal attractive.
Yeah.
No one was there. They didn't do the thing where they bring the 30 out of 10.
Yeah. Usually that's the last person that they bring
right,
in.
Right. But I felt.
Sorry, go ahead.
I felt everyone was just. It was just like regular 10s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which we're going to. I know I'm going to get shit for saying that.
Why?
I don't know. People say like, oh, no, well, you clearly live in LA because if you thought they were just 10, I don't know, whatever.
No. But here's what I think they still like to keep Love Island somewhat relatable.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, because there are, like, they could just pick people off Instagram that have millions of followers. That are already,
totally
like,
true.
People already, there's already, like, number proof that people think that they're hot. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But they don't. They try to find new people that yeah. have, like, the one guy that came on, my favorite guy. I don't know his name.
The tall one with the crazy ass accent.
I don't know if he's tall.
Was he the last dude to show up and he paired with Faye in the blue bikini?
No, he was the second guy to pair with Faye and then he got kicked.
Oh,
what the fuck
Toby?
Is his name? Toby maybe?
Yeah,
he's really talkative.
The bootleg
super
West?
Funny. Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that guy's like super attractive. Conventionally, you know what I'm saying. But he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And immediately it's like clearly this guy is like it's mostly not mostly personality, but you know what I'm saying. Like that's just gonna be his winning thing. He's hilarious. He made everyone laugh like right away.
Oh sure.
And I was like oh
yeah,
I mean, this is great.
No. I 100% know what you mean. Like he, well, so he was the only one to me that had personality. The dude Jake kind of. Kaz had it. She was like super bubbly, like chatty. But the rest of them just felt kind of reserved about.
Sorry.
No, you're all good.
No. You have to keep posing or else. Like, it's important to practice posing as
yeah.
we're chatting.
Yeah. Because I felt like everyone else just. They didn't. Yeah, I think that contributed to the vibe of like no one was into each other. They were all just sort of super reserved and. No one was like a spark.
Yeah, everyone right away was like super kind of apprehensive about getting to know their person that they picked. Like
mm-hmm.
everyone thought they were in the wrong couple, sort of. And they're
yeah.
all like, ah, yeah, there's just no spark here. It's like you fucking known each other for 20 fucking minutes.
My thought there though is maybe they did that on purpose because there is something funny about the end of the episode where they all. They don't really like each other, but now they're going to get eliminated.
Yeah.
So that might make the next episode really funny.
Yeah.
Because now you'll like, without fail, I feel that is always true to Love Island, where there's a bit of an awkwardness, and then the game hits. And
yeah.
You're like, all right.
Yeah. That's true.
Let the bullshittery start.
Yeah. Let
yeah.
the chat.
The chat.
You
begin.
Guys better start grafting. That was what she said that to fucking, what's the guy's, Callum, or no, Caleb or something like that, the teacher?
Oh,
Gumby?
Damn, bro. Damn. Hugo.
His name's Hugo?
Yeah.
Oh.
We just torsion appearances now. I mean, he kind of just
Look,
reminded me
dude,
of like.
Love Island, it's like you can't not comment on their appearance. Like.
Yeah, fair.
Like, it's what you see. It's what the game is. So. I mean, they do it before we even have to
I know,
do it, right?
I know.
The very first thing, by the way, can we just comment on how spectacular the first episode of Love Island is, the structure of it?
Like, oh, yeah.
Whoever fucking invented that or wrote that, Nobel Prize. When the girls stand up
Nobel
there and the guys
Prize.
Stand up and the girls have to, the Nobel Peace Prize.
You know, just up there with
yes.
yeah, people
oh, yeah.
curing cancer
yep.
and
mm-hmm.
discovering black holes and stuff.
When the girl has
Steven,
to...
would you mind rolling aside? We have the creator of Love Island here.
But wait, but I invented insulin.
Steven, could you...
Shh, dude.
Steven, could you just move your chair? We need to let the creator of Love Island onto the stage.
Hello.
Black holes are the end and the beginning. Steven, if you could just...
But shut
the fuck up. Anyway, yeah, so when the women stand up...
Yes, so I think it actually gives us free range to comment on people's appearance.
No, that's fair, yeah.
The fact that they start their own show like that, where
yeah.
they ask the girls, hey, if anyone's attracted to this guy, step forward, and no one does.
Yeah.
It's the meanest, like, most heartbreaking thing ever.
Yeah.
And so, what's his name?
Hugo.
Gumby. He looks like Gumby. I'm sorry.
I mean, he has the same eyes.
Yes, exactly. And same, like, facial shape.
To me, he was more like a curious bird or something.
Yeah.
All the random close-ups of him killed me. They'd just be, like, in the middle of something, and then his face would be like...
I'm a teacher, by the way.
Yeah.
Should I put a lesson plan up on the board? He was like, I'm not going to talk about being a teacher too much, and then it's every single one of his jokes.
Yeah.
It's always Should I put it up on the whiteboard? And like, dude, no. So he steps up, and none of the girls step forward. She goes, nah. If anyone here thinks Callum is... What's his name?
Hugo.
He's attractive.
Gumby.
If anyone here thinks Gumby's attractive, step forward. And nobody does. And he goes, ah. And she goes, you better start grafting.
You better get some personality. Yeah. Because you're fucking ugly. I wouldn't have put it past anyone to say that. That's the rough part about English people. Why'd you not step forward? He's quite ugly.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, no, fair play to her. No, it's all right.
Sorry, love. You're quite ugly.
No, yeah, fair play to her. I mean, it's just like early days.
Yeah, and for them not to get offended by that, too.
Yeah.
It's the most British shit ever. Yeah. It's like, yeah. I've heard that my whole life. It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. No one came at it like, I'm ready to get in there, start grafting and da da da. Everyone's just sort of like,
yeah, I'm really excited to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these wet blankets.
Yeah.
Even the dude Toby, you know, knockoff Wes, I felt like even he was in there like, who in here, like, wants to talk, like, wants to do anything?
Yeah, I know.
So, I think the game part is going to have to motivate a lot of the behavior. This episode started out horny right away.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder what it's going to be like the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Because that shit was hilarious when they just kept editing that dude, Jake, in his interview saying, like, suck toes. Want to suck little white toes. Want to suck toes.
Was that the Irish guy or the Scottish guy?
I don't know what he was, but.
The guy with tattoos?
Yeah,
shorter
like,
guy.
Yeah, he's kind of smaller than us, a little bit smaller than us.
Yeah, a tiny bit,
just a little bit. He looked like he was out of the game.
Yeah,
I was busting up laughing when he came running down the stairs and he stood there and it was just like Gary, like it was that same.
He sprinted. He full sprinted down the stairs. Oh, what's up, girls? All right, looking good, girls. Looking good, gals. G-O-W-S.
They killed him.
Gals.
He said, I like sucking toes one time, and the editor went, it's over for you, pal. I'm going to bury you with this.
You like sucking toes way more than that.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure of it.
just tons of B-roll. And if I could, it's like all edited together and fake. If I could, I would kill my mom and suck toes instead.
I would feed a 9-year-old nails to suck some toes.
For the rest of my life.
It's all like,
yeah,
like a
different takes.
Ransom letter.
Yeah. Little white toes. Oh, I just want to suckle on them.
I also want to suck dick.
Hey, whoa.
And then, hey, come on.
And then when Kaz was in her interview and she's like, I just want a man who can rail me.
Dude, I had that written down because that was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. Out the gate, she just no holds barred. She's like, I'm just trying to get railed. I just want a man to pile drive me.
Every dude watching this show was like, whoa.
Whew. I'm very submissive. I just want to get railed.
Yeah. Single guys fleeing to the application site. Will you accept any more? Will you accept any more? Kaz?
I like that part because, you know, she cut the bullshit. Normally, it's like, I want someone, you know, I can vibe with. And you're like, I don't know what that means. They're like, you know, I want someone who can really make me laugh, who's goal-oriented. And she's like, I just want to get piped. I'm just trying to get fucking smashed. That's it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wish the guys would do that too. You know, it's like, I just want to suck some boob.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jake was the closest one.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess, yeah.
I like sucking toes.
Sucking toes.
Man, it was hilarious, too.
I want to suck some dick. Some girl. I'm just trying to suck some dick off.
I mean, that's basically what Kaz did. I was chuckling because her interview was like, I'm 25, I'm a fashion blogger, and I like sex. I just really like sex. I want a man that can rail me. It's like, it was just like cut after cut. I'm very submissive. I want a man that's going to hold me down. Is that okay to say?
Throw me against the wall.
Everyone after that was uninteresting.
Do me doggy style. What? Fold my legs up. Let's do it all. Ass to mouth. Let's do it.
Hey. Pull it out and stick it back in.
Stick it back
in. Do whatever you want. I want to slobber on something. I want to spit on it. I want something that I need two hands. Perhaps I need help with it. Cameraman sweating.
I want to. Yeah. Just, the whole thing's bleep. You can't even see what she's saying.
Or the cameraman just looking through the eyepiece. Like
pouring sweat. pouring sweat up.
And it's just like all reverbed in his head. I want a man that can pipe me, hold me down.
I love a man who can work a camera as well.
I wouldn't mind if he filmed it. Put his balls and cock in my throat.
His balls in my throat? I'd suck some dick right now. I'm actually feeling quite horny right now. I like the smell in this room, to be honest.
Oh, this chat just makes me want to slobber on something immediately. I'm going to have to end this and just go suck some...
I want to suck some dick!
The guy just... And the camera sleeps. I love you.
What? What's that? What's that then? What's that then? Did somebody say something?
Battery.
Did somebody say something? I love the sound of that man's voice. Makes me want to suck his dick.
Dude's wedding ring just like on fire on his hands. He's like,
Yeah, just do whatever you want with me, honestly. Whatever you want.
That's what I think Kaz, Toby, Jake are probably going to be the most interesting people to start.
Yeah, I don't know any of their names, so...
Jake is Suck Toes guy. Okay. Kaz is...
He's already pretty funny.
Kaz is I Want to Get Nailed.
Yeah, okay.
And I feel like she's going to be interesting because I feel like she embraces it. Like, she's there, and she's like, who do you like? It's like, she went up to her name's Liberty, the blonde girl that Suck Toes guy paired with.
Uh-huh.
Immediately, she's like, do you like him? You should go sit with him. She's kind of like trying to stir the pot a little bit.
Okay.
So I think that's good. And then who's the third one? Toby, like soccer player dude.
Yeah.
I know he's just leading. If he makes it to Castle More, he's not going to last.
Yeah.
He will. I think he'll try to funk everybody in that house.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I mean, we're just getting started. Like, normally on the first episode, you actually get to meet like the alternate, like the person that comes in at the end.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that this time.
Which was...
like good for next episode,
yeah.
But like that's usually what fucks everything up,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
so there's gonna be way more drama.
I think so.
Another thing is that is Kaz the one that's kind of smart? The girl, they always have like two people that aren't dumb, like in this case, yeah. It's the teacher and the girl who's like a civil servant.
That's Chloe.
Chloe, okay,
yeah.
Like they always have two people like that won't find love because they're like
boring.
Too smart for the show and they're boring.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, like, the teacher guy and this girl. Like, you can tell right away, like, they had zero connection with each other because they're, like, they never do on the show. Those two people never get together.
Nah.
And then they're too smart for the dumb people.
Yeah.
So they're kind of just end up being like, oh, the show kind of sucks.
I just know that you know what I feel like it is? I feel like the teacher dude is a cattle being sent out for slaughter.
Yeah. Yes.
There's going to be some girl that comes in there and he's going to like, I've never met someone like this.
And he's going to make a bunch of teacher jokes.
Yeah.
And she's going to be like, oh.
No, she'll kind of lap it up and he doesn't know.
Yeah.
That she's just like, you know, she's just.
Yeah.
Come here, Lenny.
Yeah.
All right. Now look out to the lake.
Yeah.
And then that's when the hot guy comes in and she's like, and then, you know.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it happens every single season.
I just mean that because as a teacher, or not even as a teacher, he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's like out meeting women and like, you know, he doesn't seem like a skeezer. He's not a lad.
No, he's not a geezer. I don't think he's got any chat. No. I think he's a nice guy, but that's the problem. That never works on this show. You can't just be a nice guy.
When he was taking up their drinks to like pour them out, I was like, "Oh, this is over for you."
What did he do? I didn't.
He's like, "Oh, let me grab your drinks. I'll bring you new ones." It's just like, "Ah, yeah."
No, you got to go get one for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Doormat.
Yeah, and
just killing this guy, man. I feel bad.
You know what? I feel bad because the people that we make fun of always at the beginning of the show, they always end up like being totally different from how our first impressions
totally,
are.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Faye. Fucking insane. Like, I can tell already that girl's crazy.
Yeah.
Faye, the way she's like, her.
She got them.
The eyes?
I mean, she.
From her, like, giant fake eyebrows, she has to, like, hold her eyes open to.
I mean,
they're so heavy.
When someone says, I'm crazy and I need someone to balance me out.
Yeah.
That's just full up like, yeah, I'm I'm a goddamn Roman candle over here.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so yeah. Just the staring.
The staring. The guy that she's with, what's his name?
Is Brad.
Brad.
Yeah.
and the guy is like talking in circles with mm-hmm. her. What did he say again? He's like, yeah, it's so cool that we can all get to know like other people.
Yeah, and he's
but
like,
I like you.
Yeah.
I'd love to get to know you, but I really like to get to know other people as well. And the whole time she's like, mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
She just
like,
looks,
this girl is.
It's animatronic.
Oh, exactly. Like,
freak me out. I would love it if the civil servant girl, like if she just embraced the game because she works in politics, and if she just turned into a savage where she's like, oh, I do this every day.
Yeah.
And just marched her way to the end somehow.
Yeah.
I would love, no one's ever done that in Love, or I feel like Adam, there's actually been a couple of people, maybe, but I want someone to go on that show and full up, like when they get into the confessional and they close the door, they're like, I don't like any of these people.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess you can't really win.
Yeah, you have to like charm the nation. That's one of the points. Is that people have to love you as a couple? Do you actually have to like find love? You know what? This also makes me realize how much fucking Too Hot to Handle stole from Love Island.
Oh yeah,
everything.
Yeah,
every single mechanic that they use in that show, they stole.
Yeah,
fucked up.
It's not, you know. I don't even support it, dude.
You won't even watch it?
I don't even watch that shit, bro. How dare you bring up that name? I am pissed that you just brought that up, dude.
Honestly, Too Hot to Handle is just like, basically now it's like, or I mean like now it's always been since the first season. It's just a road to being TikTok famous.
It's like a micro Bachelor.
It is. That's what it is. Ugh. Netflix is just like, how can we make our own batch of TikTok stars? Oh, this is how.
Ugh.
Like, I saw the one dude that guy had the cockroach land on his face. Mm-hmm. That famous clip that's going all over TikTok.
Yeah.
I went on his TikTok page last night, or it came up on my For You page, and it's just all him making jokes about the cockroach moment. And they all have over a million views. It's like,
boo.
It's just a recipe.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, that's what's cool about Love Island. You could be anything when you come out of Love Island.
Exactly.
I mean, look at star.
Fucking. You could be a boxer.
You could be a boxer.
Look at Tommy. I mean, look at Molly. They're fucking killing it.
Are they
killing it?
I have not looked at either of their socials in a long
time.
Oh, dude,
they're killing it, man. If someone from London, please tell me if they're actually like big celebrities there, because it seems like Molly is like kind of a fashion
person
icon now. Right, I guess Tommy Fury. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But also, Tommy's like winning boxing matches.
Yeah, I mean, could put a little asterisk next to his opponents, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
If you look at their records.
So there's padding. Padding is...
Yeah, I think Tommy's still in the beginning of his career, so that aspect...
But, I mean, the dude is fucking huge.
Yeah, he's massive.
Hey, can you bring up Tommy Fury's Instagram right now? On the screen real fast?
This dude is gigantor.
Just because his arms actually look like our arms right now.
Yeah, I'm really glad that he put the time in to finally. And he used to DM us. He's like, I want to look like yous. And we gave him our workout plan, and we're finally here. All right, let me look up Molly May.
Yeah, how many followers? Like, just look how many likes does she get on her?
You know, for
pictures.
All the bagging people did on her, like, interest in Tommy being fake and all that, they're still together.
Yeah, they are, and they seem to be in love. You know.
Holy shit.
I mean, as everyone says in Instagram, what you see on Instagram normally is an accurate representation of real life 100%. And what's going on in real life.
1,000%.
So just...
Damn, she blew up on the gram, 5.6 million followers.
That's what I'm saying.
This is crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because not...
Love Island is, a jumping off platform for anything. You
a
can
lot
be
of
anyone.
People. Yeah. Carrington, he stopped by my place and we chatted for a little bit. He just got an agent. He's working on stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he was on season one of Love Island US, like, which arguably wasn't that popular.
Right.
You know, it was like still new.
Yeah.
To the States.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, why don't we talk about this too? Hold on. Yeah. Go scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down. Okay. Hold on. Scroll back up. Maybe that bottom middle picture.
Yeah. That bottom middle picture is the hilarious one. You just got to open it in a new tab.
He's got to be on the juice a little bit. Look at his fucking arms.
I mean, look at his brother, though. I mean, you want to talk about, like, Gumby build? These guys have, like, a cartoon build. They are, they're just absurd in stature and physique.
Yeah.
Like, look how small their heads are compared to their bodies. Like, these guys are like Koopa Troopas, like...
He's on the juice a little bit.
This is what happens when you take a Koopa Troopa's shell off. This is like what's underneath. Mm. Like a small ass head and it's huge. I mean, they have to be on the juice because we took trend to get like this.
We had to.
Yeah. There's no way.
The trend cough is brutal. That's why I've been coughing the last couple episodes.
Just because the trend. It's taking trend.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And buddy's yoked.
Anyways, I fucking suck. That's part of trend too.
Yeah.
Those are the mood swings. God, I fucking... Not that anyone would care. That's why we've been doing that, actually. That's because of the trend. That's not funny.
Yeah, our emotions are cratering under the trend.
Stupid callback. Fucking so... I'm so horny. So we can talk about this. So, Carrington got an agent. He's making moves.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was... Did we talk about that on the other... On the spaceship?
Not really, but I didn't bring that up.
Was it fun hanging with him?
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, we talked about how ripped he is. You know, that's about it.
Nice.
And we took some pictures at my place, and, you know, I thought I was making a lot of progress physically.
Mm-hmm.
I got on the scale yesterday. I'm 162 and a half.
Okay. Holy fuck. What?
Yeah.
162?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't believe... And that was like after a shit. All I had was a liquid death of water.
Wait, are you sure? 162, that's it?
Well, this was before.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
This is before I rehydrated.
Gotcha. Okay.
I had to weigh before, in.
Yeah. I ate a protein bar this morning. That's why I look so good right now. I had a little bit of a pump.
When I rehydrate and have a little creatine, and then I'm back up to 210.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
But without that, you know... 162 and a half.
Yeah.
That's raw muscle. You have to understand. It's 162 pounds of pure muscle.
Okay. Yeah, no organs or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just muscle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when I hung out with him, I'm like, how much does this fucker weigh? And I looked at this picture of us. I'm like, dude, I've put on size, but it looks like not at all
right.
compared to that dude.
Yeah.
Kid's got pipes.
I mean, that's just years and years of hitting the gym every single day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There, click that picture.
This is before I started Tren.
Okay. So this is before your cycle.
This is before my cycle.
Yeah, Tren actually is a really short cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so you only need to take it for a couple days or a couple minutes. And then
you just get huge.
And then you can sometimes just feel it start.
Yeah.
And your shirt sometimes just ends up ripping.
Pushing out of your whole body.
Yep.
Bro, wait, hold on. We didn't even, sorry, what were you going to say? Because I do want to cover, like, I want to talk about one other thing in that in the episode.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk, just while we're on the subject of past Love Island people doing crazy things.
Mm.
I've been listening to Wes Nelson's music nonstop.
Oh, he's amazing.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, the dude's music is unbelievable. Check that guy out, Wes Nelson, on Spotify.
What was crazy was when we were in, we're at the Reading Festival.
Yeah.
And we saw him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did we ever tell the story on the podcast?
I think we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we like ran into him at a Selfridges.
Yeah, him and Meg.
Yeah.
Two of they went really far in season three, was it? Or season four?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like,
it was four.
You know, finished watching the show and we were going to London with Post.
And then it was
We were like, Kelsey and I were like, I wonder if there's any chance we're going to see Love Island people. But it's like, London's a fucking huge place, you know? Mm-hmm. We ended up running into them in the Selfridges.
Yep.
And they recognized Post, obviously.
Yeah.
But then we were with him, so we started chatting with him. We, like, made friends with him, basically.
Yeah.
And then we hung out with him backstage at the Reading Festival.
Yeah, and so when we were back there, someone started playing beats. And people started, like, freestyling. And Wes kind of like he perked up, and then I forgot how it started, but he basically kind of leaned over to me and was like, he's like, oh, if they really want to do that right now, like, I'm gonna get in there. And I was like, oh, you, I'm like, oh, do you
spit fire?
Yeah, I was like, you rap like, and then he was like, oh yeah, he's like, no, trust me, like he had like this like. He's like, I'm going to do music. That's what he told me. And so when he got the label deal, I was like, damn, he's really going after it. And then from his first song, I'm like, pfft.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really grime. It's like more singing.
No, this is saying 100%. This isn't grime at all.
But it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like his melodies are so simple, but really catchy.
Yeah. No, he kills it.
Yeah. I've been listening to him nonstop.
He can sing his ass off, too.
That's what I'm saying, man. World's your oyster after Love Island, you know? That's what makes this show so beautiful. And you know what? Another thing I was just thinking about, because like, as we're talking about all the people from the fucking show that we've met and interacted with, I always think, like, we got to be careful how much shit we talk.
Yeah.
Because it'll bite us in the ass once we, because we always end up meeting these people somehow, you know?
So after all that shit we talked about that teacher, he's for sure gonna be just walking down the street.
Absolutely.
And he'll be wearing a TMG hoodie and he'll be like, I love you guys. I'm gonna have to run back
like, to the edit bay. Write it on the whiteboard, you fucking loser.
Oh god, just double down and bully him. What's up, puss bag? Nice to meet you. Nah, that's messed up.
Cause I think we called Meg crazy maybe, and then we ended up hanging out with her and she was like cool in real life.
Yeah,
her and Kelsey are like still friends, I think. I don't know.
Meg is super normal.
Yeah. So so you know what, everyone on the show is great, super well super well adjusted, everyone's really smart, and everyone's a perfect 10. So this is not a true
including
Hugo.
Shout out to Wes though, man. He's doing great things.
Yeah, go listen to his music, guys.
Go peep his music,
it's really good. Maybe we can get him on. We should have past people on as guests, like just even via Zoom.
I mean, I think he's just way too cool for this now, but...
Well, Wes, if you're watching...
Yeah. Mate, if you'd like to stop in and perhaps say something to the people, let us know.
Have a chat.
Yeah.
If you'd like to have a chat, let us know, mate. I mean, I don't want to... I feel like we might be a little bit intimidating now.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, even on Zoom, I can't even imagine people not...
Being scared, even. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These bodies. So,
bro, when Toby was sucking Kaz's toe and Jake started filming it.
Great segue.
Yeah, when Jake started filming it.
Yeah, like from here, too.
Yeah, he was like, I'm filming it. Why would you... Telling people you're filming it makes it weird.
So we can go spank off in the
That's
shower.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude.
Like, that to me was like he got caught. Or he was, you know... He didn't want to get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
And then for him to immediately go, how'd it taste? That is like blatant. That's like, he's going to start OnlyFans after this show is over.
Yeah.
With all the clips he gets.
The world is your oyster after Love Island.
Jake. Jake the toe suck.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually good. Why don't we go through all the characters and just, you so know, you rate their bodies. No, I'm kidding. Let's go through all the characters. All
right, Mark Zuckerberg. Just, you're a four.
And just,
you're a
like,
three.
Just so we can get to know the their names. And right. I'm not a very big name. You're a name guy.
Yeah, I can.
Somehow.
I don't know.
Wild.
Yeah. How many times we've done VIPs and I'm like, oh, what's up, Sean?
Yeah, like
somebody will be like, what
like
the
we're at
fuck?
A show and someone, or even in the crowd, like we're at a show and you recognize someone that was at a previous show. Oh, you're Steve, right? They're even like, dude, that's kind of sus.
I'm like, yeah, I have you in my wallet. I have our picture of us in my wallet.
These are your feet, right?
Yeah. What?
How'd you get that?
Well, when you were at the last VIP, you were in sandals. And I had our photographer, you know, skin match. So
it's just details. Fine. It's details.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
These are your feet,
nice
right?
To see you. These are your feet.
It's confirmed. These are your feet.
And these are your toes, right? These are them, right? Oh, sultry little piggies.
All right. So this is Kaz.
Kaz. Fashion blogger. Right. So she was the one that said she wants to get...
Yeah. She wants to get railed.
She wants to get railed.
Yeah.
I think sex is an important part of any relationship, and I think everyone needs it.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
She said, I want a guy to rail me.
Can't argue with that. All right, Kaz. What do we got next?
So scroll down.
Brad.
Yeah, Brad.
This guy is almost like
Labra.
Too good looking. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He looks like a video game character as well.
Yes. Like, come on. Look at the fucking dick veins he's got.
No, bro. This to me is like when you create a character on like your Nintendo DS and then you scan your kid face onto an adult body.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that's like a 12-year-old playing the Love Island game on DS. Yep. He's like, he took a picture of himself. He's like, that's me. Like, that's not you, man. You can't even do 10 push-ups. Also, when he said laborer as his job, Alina and I thought he said, I'm a Libra.
Oh, that's what I thought he said, too.
Because I'm 26. I'm a laborer.
What is a laborer?
A laborer?
A laborer. What is that? Like a construction?
Maybe.
Guy?
Yeah, I don't know. But you know what was funny is when he mentioned that, Faye, Alina and I busted up laughing because Faye immediately, like, she's like, what you do? I'm a laborer. She goes, ah.
Yeah.
It was just
yeah.
like immediate. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, another dumb hot guy.
I'm a cancer.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm a laborer. She's like, I heard you.
I heard you.
I'm
not
a cancer.
The same. We're not compatible, unfortunately.
Yeah, that shit killed me. He's like, I live with me, Nana. Every Wait, American so- watching that is like, you live with a banana? What are you talking about, dude?
This show sucks, dude.
This guy lives with a banana, and he's a Libra.
Why
Who
does
cares?
Team G like this show so much? It's so whack.
Yo, this
Look
dude
at this guy's dick vein. Look at the veins going into his shorts. Like, where do those even come from? Yo, what are the sole intention of those veins are to fuel your boner. That's it.
That's what happens when you take just enough gas station pills. You get the pump straight to your dick.
Okay.
Bro, what kills me is like when he was in the gym, he maxed out his lat stats. He didn't care about anything else.
Yeah.
Lats 99. All right, I'm moving on.
Who's next? Okay, this is great. Shannon is a former glam model.
Former.
So what are you now?
She said she's a Twitch streamer.
Oh, right.
She's like, I play COD. I'm quite good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do hot tub streams.
What was hilarious is when she brought up that she plays COD and she's really good at games, the dude, Aaron, was like, cool. It was the first time I've seen a dude hear a woman say, I play games, and he didn't perk up.
he
like, bullied
reaction.
Her for being a nerd almost. Like, he's like, cool.
She might as well say she was a laborer.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, ah.
Ugh.
He's like, Sick. You're a gamer. Right. And just walks away.
The first guy ever not to think that's cool.
Yeah, just it was like crazy.
You play games like a child.
Yeah, I've got a nephew. He plays games. So like that. She's like, yes, it's like, it's proper fun. Like,
I'm quite good.
You know what's funny is I didn't hear what she said when she was, and I had to like ask Kelsey, what did she say she was? And Kelsey was like, she plays Call of Duty. Like just knowing that I would be like, what? That's sick.
I'm surprised he didn't freak her out. Oh, she's a cop. She's my favorite, dude. She's my favorite. She's so cool. So cool. I couldn't believe that. Just didn't, his eyes didn't move at that.
Wow.
And I know every nerd watching this was like, you fucking, these games, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You don't know what you have,
bro. It's the fucking one.
She's
let
a fucking
she's a queen.
All right, go on. Next.
Oh, fuck.
It was Aaron.
My $5 million
my $5 million
Manchester
flat.
Apartment.
This is my $5 million Manchester flat. And the $5 million part is my Twitch stream.
Join FaZe Shannon.
Yeah. This is Aaron. He's 24 and he thinks gamers are stupid. I'm Aaron. I'm 24 and I think gaming is for idiots.
Shannon may have met her match in Aaron, who is always traveling abroad for work. Sick.
My man, events host.
Oh, yeah. He does like nightlife shit.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, one of the socialites.
Yeah, it's like, I do VIP events.
Oh, my God. I read that quote before I read the sentence before. Go up.
What do you say?
Go up a little bit. That last sentence. I bang them out on a regular basis.
Oh.
And then I read what it said before. Aaron said his worst habit is farting.
Yo, I like that. See? Why didn't they put that in the interview?
Yeah.
Then we would have had some, like, real shit to go into. It's like, if Kaz is like, I love getting railed.
Yeah.
Jake's like, I love suckling toes. And you go to this dude, and he's like, I'm always farting.
I bang them out on the regular.
Every dude been like, my boy. Yeah. That's my boy right there.
I bang them out when I'm banging out. Oh. Oh, wonderful. Now, what was the word?
Yes.
Quite.
Commensurate.
Commensurate.
Right, so Aaron doesn't like gamers. What else? Who else
we got here?
Keep moving.
Hello. We got...
Shannon, she's a Sharon.
Sharon,
sorry.
that's Sharon is civil servant.
Sharon's a smart one.
Yep. Go up again. So prior to this, she was a beauty queen and landed the title of Miss International UK. Oh, right. Sharon's type is tall, dark, and willing to put me in line if I'm too sassy or straightforward.
Mm. Okay. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means. Okay, keep going. So she's the smart one.
Yeah.
And then we got Hugo, aka Gumby.
All right, so you're sorry to Gumby.
I'm sorry, dude.
To Hugo.
No, because he's a nice guy.
No, he is. I think he's just too nice. It's just a different show. He should be on the UK version of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
If he was like that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Kill it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's a PE teacher.
Yeah.
Wants to help people.
Yeah.
All that.
The youth.
Yeah. Unless, bro, what if this next episode, he just like comes out and he is savage. Like, he's like...
Students, like he's
never going to look at me the same.
Yeah, like he's an absolute cocksman.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolute, damn, I got no. Absolute sausage slinger.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. He admitted he's never asked a girl to call him Mr. Hammond. I don't think I could do it without laughing. I just told him to call me Daddy.
Yeah.
That's the second half of the quote. All right. Let's move on.
Chloe. So this is the girl that.
Oh, I got their names wrong. I said Sharon was Chloe earlier, but she is Sharon. Sharon.
Isn't Chloe the one that came in at the end? Or no?
Yeah. So that is Chloe. I'm just saying.
We haven't met her yet.
No.
Okay.
I fucked Sharon's name up though.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's okay.
I mean, bro, I think she looked like she was 6'1" in those shoes.
The girl that came in at the end?
Sharon?
Yeah.
No, the smart
Sharon,
one.
Yes. Yeah. She did. She was tall.
She could whoop my ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I know for sure. Yeah. So actually being a civil servant is awesome.
It's really cool.
It's, I mean, that's really not, it's a really great thing to do. Like,
we think you're going to go very far on the show. Please don't come to this.
And you're so smart. You're so smart.
Nonsense, mate. Have you seen my chest?
Ah, yeah.
There's nothing she could do,
lad.
So yeah, I think, you know, obviously it's hard to like really, you know, get into it because there's not a lot has happened, but like next week I feel like it's gonna be proper trauma.
Yeah.
Do you know? Nah. Oh, there's Jake, the water engineer.
Yeah, what the fuck is a water engineer?
Ian Sterling kept cooking him and calling him a plumber.
Oh, by the way, is that what it is?
I think so, maybe.
Okay, by the way, his commentary was fucking on point.
Hilarious.
So funny. I laughed out loud multiple times at this episode.
Shout out Ian, man.
I can't remember the funniest bits, but I want to say I also had one more thing written down.
I'm just getting all the pen.
Oh, yeah, when Liberty and him were flirting, like near the end of the episode, and she was like, I like ya. You're so, like, goofy. And he's like, goofy?
Goofy.
No. I'm not goofy. Yeah. No, not me. I'm not goofy. I was like, dude, calm the fuck. What are you?
Somebody called him that in childhood. He did not like that shit.
Yeah.
He's like, goofy, no. It's not it. It's not it.
He had a traumatizing time at Disneyland or the London Disney World or whatever.
No, I think.
Is it goofy?
It must have been like some girl of his dream situation. She called him goofy.
Yeah.
Just never again. That's why he's so yoked.
Yeah.
He like worked his hair like that.
I'm not goofy.
Yeah, he put on that whole facade.
I'm not.
Put on that whole shell. And one girl sees right through it. She's like, no, you're goofy.
What?
Fucking not, mate.
What? What'd you say?
I'm cool.
I'm cool. I'm cool. So this is the guy I was talking about. So like not, like, you know, I wouldn't say he's like crazy, you know, attractive by any means. I mean, he's definitely a good-looking guy, but I think that his shit, he's going to be the funny one.
No,
he's
going to
have
sure.
the chat. He's going to have the banter.
Yeah, that's
girls are going to fall in love with him for
that's why I think in Castle Moore, he's going to be like
Odessa,
a hound.
Yeah.
Not even. I think he's going to be like a show dog, like not even like a hunting dog, like just off his leash. Yeah.
Just picking up new scents.
You know, sling a joke here, sling a joke there, and just, you know, see what pops off where.
Yeah.
That moment when Liberty was like, I get my looks from me mom. She looks really good for her age. And then Jake's like, I wish I could meet your mom.
And suck her toes.
I'm like, this dude has like when you clip out all these small comments, I'm like, this dude is horny as fuck.
Oh, yeah, he is.
It's like probably him and Kaz would be a good pair.
Yeah. Yep.
Because he's horny.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like hidden in plain sight horny.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'll be pinned.
Yeah.
That dude, I feel like they're going to have a few drinks and one night he'll just lean
he's
over.
He's a hound. He's a horn dog.
I bet I could suck your toes better than Toby.
What? What?
I will lick your toes.
Lick your toes.
With the tip of my lick it.
And then we got Faye.
Yeah.
Crazy Faye. Eyes.
Yeah. Lettings manager? What is a lettings manager?
Faye said she wants somebody who can literally rip her a new asshole. I mean,
Then she goes, well, not like that.
Not literally.
Oh. Yeah, her whole thing was, you know, I'm fiery, I'm this and that. So
I don't like her already. Like, it just her personality, she's like clearly, I feel like she's never been told no. So she was like, even at the beginning, was really like offended when the guy didn't, when Toby.
Oh, and Aaron
picked, was Aaron?
Yeah, it was Aaron. He
so
picked,
she stepped forward for Aaron, and Aaron picked another girl, and she was like, well, he didn't even remember my name, so I dodged a bullet.
And then
when Kayla, or the fucking other
guy.
The Brad guy also forgot her name. She didn't say shit.
No, he was like, oh, take the blue bikini.
Yeah, and she was like, okay, come over here. So, I don't know.
Incel's going to clip out that moment. It's a double standard.
No, I mean, it could have been the guy. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm saying I can tell. Like, she was a little bit, like, she's a little bit abrasive throughout the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she never really was charming to me.
No, I mean, like, when the Brad dude was talking, I don't know if it was just editing, but it didn't seem like she was trying to talk to him.
Yeah.
She was just letting him go and then complaining after the fact, like, yeah.
And staring just.
Yeah, she's doing the Chuck E. Cheese eyes. But never even saying anything or asking a question. That's probably why he's talking in circles. Like, it's like quite nice. We could like all get to know each other. Yeah, and she's just like.
Just analyzing his face.
He's like, oh, so
emotion
yeah.
detected.
You could, like I said, we could get to know each other.
The show will start in 3 minutes. You don't want to miss the pizza bash.
Bro, Nate, you watched Nate Bargatze's new special?
Not
yet. He did outside? No. Oh, he's got such a great bit about Chuck E. Cheese. Basically about how they've been trying to go out of business, but they can't. They're like trying to be a Blockbuster, but they can't. Like for some reason, just they keep surviving. So none of this shit works anymore. Yeah. The pizza's recycled, and it's just it's so funny. He's like, just parents drinking at like 9 in the morning, and I'm not seeing any Ubers taking those kids home.
I'm
butchering it. Go watch his special. It's fucking phenomenal. He's like my favorite comedian ever.
What is this?
This is the video that I sent out, but this is like
it doesn't matter.
The trailer.
Yeah, we kind of nailed this.
I think we've talked all we can talk about the first episode, to be honest.
No, yeah. I mean, I think there's really nothing left but to do what we need to do.
Let's make our character in the Love Island game.
Let's bring Kodo into the new season.
Shall we?
Of the Love Island game. So we'd be at season 4, everybody.
Wow. Season 4 coming soon. Why wouldn't they start it at the same time as the show?
Fail, bro.
Oh, because it's the American one, probably?
Maybe. Do we need to wait? Nah, fuck that.
Let's play season 3. We never did season 3.
No, we didn't. Hit it. By the way, you might as well just go ahead and load up on those gems. Run that card.
Run it, dude. Use the business card.
All right,
run that shit.
Let's go to season 3, baby. Oh, it crashed? Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fusebox.
Oh, we remember Noah.
Oh, yeah.
Dork. Librarian. What a nerd.
Man, I wish season 4 was.
So you play games?
Yeah.
All right, stick the landing. We don't even care.
Here we
Let's
go
make
again.
Our girl.
The villa has a new crit. It's the first. Whatever. Let's
hit that play button.
Yeah, hit the play button. Let's go.
We gotta make us.
We gotta make our character. Here we go again. Indeed. Here we go. You know what's crazy? You know what? Actually,
you just save it.
What?
What are you about to say?
Just some inside baseball stuff. Oh. Not important.
Yeah,
we're here at the villa.
Yeah, we have to like
in Mallorca. We gotta. I hope there's a blast off station from here.
Yeah, that's
a beam up.
No,
station.
There is.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like we gotta commute every week to back to.
No. That's why getting here was so easy because we were able to fly over, drop down, and this is that little town that's like about like an hour away from here.
Okay.
So we can go
Take
in and
train.
Out of there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. We're actually. It was crazy. We're at the villa and all the people are still inside. Like, they just keep them inside until we're done with the show,
and then
we wrap,
we
and then they
yeah.
keep filming.
So it's crazy because, in one way you could say that, we're not really afraid of the people that we're talking about because they're literally right there,
mm-hmm.
20 steps
exactly.
from us. We're talking that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Gumby. You heard me?
With the door locked. All right. Let's get this forward. How are you supposed to have time for... We know what this is, man. Let's make our lady.
Yeah, just crush it. Fast forward right until the fucking character.
You've been invited to a place where everyone gets to know each other and fuck.
A place called Love Island.
Welcome back to Love Island.
Choose your appearance.
Okay, here we go. Let's go.
Your wardrobe. Close. X. All right. Go to the left. Oh, no, the right. Sorry. One more. This is us.
That's us.
This is that bronze Codell look.
Yes, it is.
With the red hair.
I can't believe we're bringing her back.
We just now go to eyes. Codell got her beautiful green eyes. Check. Ba-da-ba. Green. Stun.
Like emeralds.
The nose and lips.
Nose, look. Make it a sick nose.
Yeah, I don't know how you...
I mean, it's all kind of the same. Go to the one on the right. Yeah, no, that one. Yep.
Yeah, Codell's nose was a little bit thinner.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the right one. I think lips are fine. Luscious lips. Nah, keep... Yeah. Put that red hair right back.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, no, let's go orange. Let's be a ginge.
That's what she...
Yeah,
she
was.
She's got red.
You're right.
She got red.
You're right. Yep.
Wait, no. Go to red again. Go to red. Let's get this right. That's the
color.
No,
that's brown.
Is that brown?
Yeah, we want
Yeah, we need the fire.
Yes, yeah. yes. We need to make a statement here, folks.
Yeah, orange. Yeah.
I was just listening to that.
Those are good lashes.
That Bo Burnham song. No. You ever heard that one?
Go back. Yeah, yeah. That's solid. Yeah.
Where he's talking that. About sad things in the world.
Nah.
And then he just says, I saw a boy who was a ginger.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. I saw a boy with red hair. Well, it's so fucked up.
What do you want to be called?
Oh, I think we know the answer to this.
This name, Codel.
Woo!
So, just like the first episode, you know, we just gotta get in there.
Wow.
And get busy.
So,
this is the
do?
Look. This is the look.
This is the look.
The look. No, we've played before,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, trust me. We've played before.
What should I wear? Oh, this is the best part. Picking her clothes.
Yeah, let's go. Ooh, that orange one. The one to the left, kind of with the hair.
I'm fucking with the floral.
Okay, the one to the left?
Yeah. That shit is like...
That kind of hits.
You know...
It's a little LA, though.
Yeah, but it like... accents the skin tone.
Okay.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. I like the. Yeah,
you know, it
like
draws
it.
Attention to the bronze.
Yeah.
Nature of the skin. Yeah. Burn those gems. Hot 15. Do it. Unlock that skin. I look amazing.
I look amazing.
Well, I'd say so.
I look amazing.
Yeah, by the way, all the you know, the ad money that we get from this, like from doing advertisements, it's all going into gems.
Yeah, it's all going to gems. Next time, this episode is going to have 9 billion gems. Whatever couple hundred dollars we make, we're going to put it all on gems. All
right, so we're going to play this not on... We'll play it in the background?
Yeah, like we'll still do some gameplay on, yep. But obviously like every episode is like an hour long. So we'll pretty much have to like recap parts of the game and then we'll play some parts.
Yeah.
That's why we never finished it the first time, because if you actually sit there and play it, it takes, I don't know, 16, 17 hours.
And it got like boring.
Yeah.
It was the same shit over and over again. And we're like, dude, this series is just not gonna continue being.
Nah.
Because it's like, when you first meet the characters and it's like the real Love Island kind of gets boring, like when they're then they're actually coupled up and they're everyone's in love. Then you're like,
what happens now?
It's like near the end of the show, it kind of gets like that. So, but we're gonna keep playing it and we'll clip it out and
it'll be a segment on the show.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, I think,
yeah, I think we've got it for this episode. So next week we'll obviously recap what's going on in the villa and we will play the game. I know today your people are like, I thought you were going to fucking play. We will play.
Yeah, we'll play.
Just not this episode.
Yeah.
Is that mean?
No.
Is that messed up?
No, I mean, this show, we wanted to watch the show too and commentate. Not a word, but we wanted to commentate.
Conversate
about the show, because we watch it and it's on every single day. So there's plenty of shit that goes down.
Yeah.
The first episode was yesterday. Second one's today, and then now it's on every day until next week. So we're going to have a ton of shit to talk about. Watch along with us if you want to have fun listening to the show. And we hope you like the first episode. We appreciate everyone.
All
Thanks
of you.
For joining us.
Let us know if there's anything you'd like us to cover off on.
Yeah, that too. We'd love to take your opinions.
Take you for a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really hot summer.
That's right, isn't it? All right. We got to go... unload our Tren and beam up
to the ship.
Yeah, isn't that crazy, that machine up there, that it can just drain the Tren and then put it back?
Yeah, it is pretty wild.
It's so crazy.
Thanks for watching, guys.
See ya. Goodbye.
Goodbye.